Māori film director Libby Hakaraya says Taika Waititi's Oscar win has shown the world that Indigenous filmmakers should be at the table. Taika Waititi won Best Adapted Screenplay yesterday for his movie Jojo Rabbit. Accepting the award, Waititi, who had earlier acknowledged the traditional owners of the land which Hollywood sits on, had this message for Indigenous children.
And I dedicate this to all the Indigenous kids in the world who want to do art and dance and write stories. We are the original storytellers, and we can make it here as well. Thank you. Kia ora.
Well, his mother, Robin Cohen, who pushed him to read the book the film is based on, was at the awards in Los Angeles. She told Lately's Karen Hay that the award left him speechless.
He finally found himself in a situation that he couldn't quite handle. He really blinked, and his voice kind of, you know, broke and quavered a little bit. I think it was just completely, you know, he's always so smooth and funny and making jokes. But this time, he was overwhelmed.
And he thanked you. That must have been a really lovely moment.
Quite rightly, yes, of course. Yeah, that's a great moment. He's been saying very nice things about me. My ego's kind of actually really, you know, burgeoning at the moment. Apparently I'm a really amazing person.
You are. You're an amazing mother. You
apparently.
Have... I bet he hasn't been like that all the time.
Oh, come on. Motherhood is just like flying a very large, slightly creaky plane with no voice from the tower, and it's cloudy and snowing and you finally land it. That's what motherhood's really like.
Well, Libby Hakaraya is producer, director and owner of Blue Batch Films. Joins me now. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. Obviously, New Zealand's biggest film day since Lord of the Rings a decade or so ago. But just how significant do you see the win?
Oh, look, you know, I think when Taika acknowledges the land that he's standing on and talks about you know, opportunities for Indigenous filmmakers amongst those other creators he named. I mean, the tide is turning, and I can't see how, you know, people can't acknowledge that, you know, with diversity, the conversation around diversity also comes, you know, a much larger conversation about the original storytellers, the people, you know, whose stories haven't really been seen amongst, you know, the plethora of films that have been made now. And we're certainly seeing that in Aotearoa New Zealand. I think the conversation's changed in Aotearoa New Zealand over the last few years in terms of, you know, more people talking and wanting to take up learning te reo Māori, for example. Or, you know, we're having grown-up conversations about the story of our country, the real story of our country, whether it's, you know, pre-European or European arrival. And I think that's healthy. And I think what Taika, perhaps when his mum, Robin, talks about, you know, he was lost for words. I mean, to be able to stand on that massive stage on an industry that, you know, we have been shut out of for so many years and continue to sort of find it difficult to get into, you know, the Hollywood machine. You know, Taika had a moment, and I'm so proud that he was able to take that moment and put out such a positive message for those, you know, emerging voices, they call them, but, you know, those people that we're surrounded by them here in Ōtaki who have a story to tell, and the world is ready to listen to them. So,
kia kaha. You talk about the Hollywood machine. Is it ready to accommodate them? Is there leeway there?
Well, I think what's happening too with you know, the plethora of new platforms and new opportunities for storytellers to have their story heard and seen, that actually Hollywood has had to adapt, and regardless of whether, you know, they are willing to adapt and to change, you know, the power structure or the power base. I mean, people are asking, the audience is actually having an effect on this. The audience is you know, the eyeballs are telling you know, the giants, if you like, of the industry, that their time is, you know, their time is up, and that, you know, Indigenous voices need to be heard. Indigenous women's voices need to be heard. I mean, that's the struggle for us here, you know, in New Zealand and also across the world, that, you know, female Indigenous filmmakers, they still have to punch through. You know, we still haven't had a woman in this country, a Māori woman in this country, direct a feature film. You know, we've got a feature film coming through at the moment, Cousins, and it's the first time that, you know, two female Māori directors are at the helm. I mean, this is terrible. This is, you know, this can't continue. So, you know, those are the power structures that we're battling against.
So the issue is just as pressing in New Zealand, Aotearoa, as it is in, you know, the big film industry home.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I run, I'm the festival director of Māoriland Film Festival. Our festival's happening in 4 weeks, and we've got over 122 films playing. We've got 92 Indigenous nations being represented. And that came out of an idea of actually showing, New Zealand what Indigenous film is. And so I'm really positive, actually. I'm really positive about what's happening. I think that when people see the films, they come out, they want to see more. That's been our experience. You know, we grew from, a couple of thousand people 7 years ago to over 12,500 people. This year will be bigger, coming to watch a week of Indigenous cinema because there's nowhere else to see it. And I think that's so encouraging. And so when Taika stands up and says these things, people go, I know that there'll be many people around the world going, what is Indigenous cinema? What is it?
Indeed. Thank you for your...
There's a lot more people saying, yes, we know what that is and we want more of it.
Indeed. Thank you for your time this morning. Yes, Libby Hakaraya, the producer, director and owner of Blue Batch Films.